Welcome to the Hopeless Fan Podcast. We are back again. It is Friday, October 11th. Hope your weekend's going to go well for you. It's Scotty, it's Shelby, it's Zach. We'll be joined by Nathan later. Fellas, how we doing?
Woo-woo!
Great.
Doing great.
I'm drinking Miller Lite. So
it can't be that great.
Everybody except Shelby is drinking Miller Lite.
Cold brew with pumpkin foam. Tis the season.
What happened to you, man?
Some things are just more important.
Yeah, you were in college.
You don't even have kids yet, and you're already boring.
Well,
I was like, Shelby, like, do you want to go out and like have a few beers with me, like on a Saturday night? We're not doing anything. And he's like, nah, I don't do that anymore, man. I just drink coffee and go to sleep at 8 p.m. and then make a bet in the morning and just write articles.
That's true. Saturday nights, I will go to bed around 8.
That's tragic.
I want Sunday morning to happen,
yeah,
so I go to bed
he
early.
He doesn't drink anymore. He's on keto. Next thing you know, he's going to be taking coffee enemas. It's going to be a whole thing.
We're worried about you.
That's fair.
This isn't a podcast anymore.
Yeah, it's
this
just,
is
it's,
an intervention.
All
right. Do more alcohol and drugs, Shelby.
That's fine. I tried a sip of Zach's Natty the other night, and...
That's why I got Miller Lights, because I took like a small step, but it was a step up from the Natty Lights.
Well, yeah, that's. I don't see why it took you that long. Me not liking Natty for you to get a Miller Lite 12 pack. All right, we're gonna start with 4-year reference, guys. And if we're talking NFL, I just wanted a 4-year reference of, this is kind of about the point in the year where 5 games in, most teams, some are 4. Where you have these players that are like, oh, that kind of stands out to me that they're doing so well. Or like, this guy's leading in this certain stat. So I wrote down some of the ones that jumped out to me.
Okay.
There are 5 running backs in the NFL with over 50 carries but don't have a rushing touchdown. How many can you name? Because I'm trying to keep it on the path of like the trivia questions to ask you.
Over 50 carries.
But I'm trying to keep it on the path of... trivia questions to ask you, but there's so many times I can go back in time to a certain year and ask you stuff.
Rephrase it one more time.
I don't like you looking at me, Zach.
Okay.
In general, but especially here when you can see my answers.
Okay.
There are 5 running backs in the NFL with over 50 carries but no rushing touchdowns. How many can you name?
Currently. Wow. Okay.
I mean, who else would...
Is Gus Edwards one of them?
Gus Edwards, I believe, is one of them.
Wow, really?
No, he's not.
Oh.
Is Royce Freeman...
Royce Freeman is one of them.
Yeah.
I need the whole time.
I was going to say Rashad Penny, but I know he's got a touchdown.
Devontae Freeman.
Devontae Freeman is one. Royce Freeman is one.
I know that because the dude's on my fantasy team, reluctantly. But he does have a catching touchdown.
What's the other running back in Seattle besides Rashad Penny?
No Seattle Carson. Running backs on here. I'm just not going to waste your time.
Okay,
Zach.
Okay.
That's he said fair. Besides the... Who else is the Seattle running back that's not the backup?
Chris Carson? he might have had a couple.
What's the...
Ezekiel Elliott.
What's that other running back for the Giants that got injured? Not Golliman, but the...
Barkley.
Not Bark. Obviously not Barkley.
There isn't another one.
Barkley? What's his face?
Golliman.
No, Golliman.
It's not Golliman. It's Golliman.
Gallman. You guys are so off track here.
I don't know
what cares?
He's doing.
Who cares? Two AFC, one NFC.
We're brainstorming.
Two NFC, one AFC?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go James White.
Amir Abdullah?
No, he doesn't get any carries.
Amir Abdullah?
No.
Amir Abdullah?
Those were two awful guesses. I don't think they've combined for 20 carries.
Jamal Williams.
I was thinking of Hilleman.
No.
Not Golliman. I was combining both
give
of
me,
last names.
Give me... Wait a minute. Okay. All right. All
right. This guy has 71 carries.
Whoa.
The other guy has 66. And the NFC one has 54.
Shady McCoy?
No.
Man.
Oh, I think I know it. Is it Carlos Hyde?
No.
Dang.
That's a good guess. Hyde killed me in fantasy.
Frank Gore got
Frank
that
Gore
touchdown,
has a touchdown
earlier, yeah.
To beat the Bengals.
Does David Johnson have any touchdowns yet?
David Johnson.
Nope.
Ah, oh, shoot.
That was a good guess.
That was a good guess.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember.
I see him catching the ball a lot.
Yeah. It's not David Montgomery.
71 carries.
Is it Joe Mixon?
Joe Mixon is one of them for 66 carries. This guy has 71 carries.
Either
NFC, has to be NFC. Because we guessed the one AFC.
No, you have one more AFC and one NFC.
Oh, I thought it was two NFC.
Oh, okay.
Two AFC, one NFC.
Oh, I just got a reverse.
Le'Veon Bell.
Gotcha. Le'Veon Bell.
Let's go.
He doesn't have a touchdown yet?
No. He's got catching, right?
He just played for the Jets, to be fair.
Whatever. Catching touchdown, receiving touchdown. What's the diff? What's the diff?
All right, NFC.
I was looking for an
answer. Any guess? I don't think you guys will get it. 54 carries on the year.
Okay, you don't think I'll get it?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't? Jordan Howard?
No.
Oh, you don't think I'll get it?
Who's the running back?
Is it Adrian Peterson?
No.
You don't think I'll get it?
From the Buccaneers?
I'm going to literally give you...
Is it Ronald Jones?
That's AFC.
Is it Peyton Barber?
Two more guesses.
Stop. Who's the other running back in Carolina?
Cadillac Williams. Wrong answers only.
Preston Brown.
Who?
Malcolm Brown.
No. You're taking horrible guesses. You're wasting
good
horrible guesses.
Yeah, Zach, you're the handout of, oh, that's a bad take.
Wait.
Takes.
What team does he play on?
That's a little much.
What division is he in?
No, come on. No, that's too easy.
You have two more guesses.
Yeah.
That's
54 carries?
Yeah. Oh, he blocked it! Oh, let's go! That's the Michigan guy!
Oh, man. I have the Giants' money line. Oh! Oh?
Nathan, in your head, count down from 30. That's all I'm giving this.
30 seconds. Good. 30 seconds.
Grab your crotch when it gets to 5.
4. 14. 13.
It's great radio. Thank NFC, thank National Football Conference, thank football, thank handing the football off.
Are they good?
I mean, they're in the NFL, so they're probably good.
Is it not Breda, but the other Mostert?
No. That's a good guess.
That is a good guess.
He was at like 40-something. No touchdowns. Great guess.
Okay.
Oh, God, Mike News, this is going to be a trip.
Shank!
Oh, I'm going to guess.
Nailed it.
How much time? 4, 3, 2... Miles Sanders.
Okay. Yeah,
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, never would have got that.
I know. Okay, other ones.
Miles Sanders had one called back, though.
Other ones that surprised me.
Wow, this is... We need to cut some of that out.
Sixth in the NFL in passing yards, and you guys have to be nice. Andy Dalton, 1,412. Aaron Rodgers, Scotty will know this, 20th in the NFL with only 6 touchdown passes in 5 games.
Kill me.
Name the 3 quarterbacks with no interceptions this year that have actually played. Like, obviously not, like, you know...
Not Lamar Jackson.
Daniel Jones.
No.
Oh, man.
He won last week against Minnesota.
Obviously
not like Nick Foles is one of them, but like has played the whole year.
Shit.
Gardner Minshew.
No. Threw one last week.
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on, man. Teddy, Teddy, bang, 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 traps.
Cut this out.
Does Teddy Bridgewater have any?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
Correct.
Drew Brees.
I'm looking at teams.
Yeah,
I'm looking at teams. Are we counting Drew Brees?
Why I yelled.
But he had a pick against the Texans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Red zone pick.
What?
Carson Wentz.
No.
Oh, man. Is it Jimmy Garoppolo?
No.
Oh, really?
Threw one against the Bengals.
I know Tom Brady does.
Remember, Scotty, I stood up and I was like slapping my own ass when William Jackson was running back.
How could I forget that?
Yeah,
I should look at teams too.
All right, Zach, one of them's on your fantasy team. That's the biggest hint I'm going to give.
And he's like...
like,
I have 2 fantasy teams, so it's hard to keep.
Exactly.
Zach. Russell Wilson.
Thank you, that's the one that's
on. He has no picks.
That's my dude.
I thought he got one against the Bengals.
That's my dude.
All right, last one.
Last one.
If I had to rate this quarterback, like in terms of who's the best in the NFL, 1 through 32, I'd probably rank him right around 24.
Kyle Allen.
No.
Derek Carr.
Allen, no.
Oh, Derek Carr is a good guess, actually, because I haven't really seen him throw a pick at all.
He threw one against Kansas City.
Does Cam Newton have any picks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but they've played. Cam Newton hasn't played.
Right.
Marcus Mariota.
Yes.
Really?
He has no picks.
Good job, Scotty. All right.
Yeah, he barely throws
the ball. All
right,
yeah,
lastly,
right.
Guys, top 5 in receiving yards in the NFL this season. How many can you name?
Top 5 in receiving yards?
Yep. Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas is number 1. There's two on this list that have surprised the crap out of me.
Oh, man. Cole Beasley.
Is D-Hop on there?
No. D-Hop, no.
No, Cooper he's Cup? Not.
Cooper Kupp Cooper is one Cup of is that on surprised me.
Yeah. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, I just traded in my other league Leonard Fournette.
Devontae Adams.
No.
And Allen Robinson. I traded Leonard Fournette and Allen Robinson for Justice Hill and Cooper Kupp.
I don't give a shit.
Other league guy.
I really don't care.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to him. Oh. I already told you.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, it is your bad.
Danny Dimes.
Ooh. Mark Andrews? Does that count? He's got a lot
Scotty,
of yards.
One of them on your Spartan Sets team.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. But not the two you would expect.
Yeah.
So subtract.
Oh, duh. It's Chris Godwin.
Yeah, number three.
Yeah, he's been killing it. Yeah, he has been killing it.
Number three.
Are we counting tight ends?
No. Okay. Well, they're not in the top five. If there was one, I would. Okay, other guy. Last year, 2018, started on a different team than he's on now.
Started on a different team.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper. Oh, come on. We both got that.
Yep.
Good job, Zach. All right, that's this last one, you're
Keenan
not
Allen.
Get it. No, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it.
Give me a Godwin?
He already said
Are you Gallup? Kidding?
No. No.
Give me a... Give
Kirk
me,
Cousins?
Give
AFC.
Me a,
AFC.
Okay.
Well, I just split the teams in half. You're welcome.
Oh, it's not Juju, is it?
Is it Marquise Hollywood Brown?
No.
No.
Tyler Boyd.
No.
Oh, man, that's a good guess,
That's a good
though.
Guess.
The other one.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's not John Ross.
It's not John Ross. Oh, Denard Robinson.
No.
Is it a Chief?
Oh, is it Chark?
You mean DeMarcus Robinson?
Is it Chark? Is it Chark?
DJ Chark.
Oh, woo! Nice.
Zach, you got 3 out of 5. Good job. All right.
I mean, he double teamed one, so.
Been there.
We kind of, right. Was like 2.5.
All right, guys, great debate. Tonight, Patriots, Giants, -17 Patriots. Scotty and I, our great debate. Is going to decide, is going to determine the winner is the bet Zach is going to back.
Yeah, this is great because someone directly is affected by this.
Exactly. So Zach's going to bet whoever gives the better argument. Yep. So, Zach.
What are the terms?
You're going to listen. You're going to put one unit on the side that we like. And it's not an over-under. I have the Patriots -17. Scotty has the Giants +17. Scotty, give your argument first.
+17, Daniel Dimes. That's all you gotta know. I mean, it's Thursday Night Football. The Patriots.
What about the Patriots?
X.
What about the
it's
Patriots?
Thursday Night Football. That's all you gotta know. Daniel Dimes is gonna go out to Foxborough.
Where?
Foxborough.
Okay.
They should probably draft. Burrow from LSU.
Okay, gotcha.
That would
keep
be
going.
A story.
Sadly, keep going.
That would be a story. Headline. Future headline. Anyway.
Solid
Giants argument. +17. You know why? It's because the Giants have so many injuries.
Yep.
Sterling Shepard's out. Golden Tate, is he out?
No.
Okay, Saquon Barkley is,
out.
Though. He's out.
Out.
Their defense is trash.
Yep.
But all the signs say... You should take the Patriots -17, right? You should take Patriots -17.
The opposite of Patriots -17.
No, all the signs say Patriots -17 because
no,
of all the injuries.
Why, that's
exactly.
Argument, that
that's why you
opposite.
Flip it back. That's why everyone's like, oh, dude, yeah, of course. Daniel Jones is going to come out and play solid enough to cover. I mean, dude, 17 points is a lot of points. Like,
yeah.
If I'm being serious, I mean,
yeah.
Come on, dude. I mean,
oh,
they
so
have
he wasn't being serious before that.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's all me.
Yep,
I was, but I was, okay? So... Oh. That's awesome. That's how I do. The Patriots, I just, you know, they could win 31-7. I've seen them do it before, but that's against good teams in Foxborough on Thursday night. They'll beat someone 31-7. They'll play around with the Giants, I think. And I would take the under in the first half, too. But, you know, I think Giants +17 just because everything's pointing -17 Patriots. But that's my argument. Giants
right.
+17.
Zach, I'll try to be quick. New England -17. They are 9-2 against the spread in their last 11 as a double digit.
Doesn't
favorite.
Matter.
The Giants, without Evan Ingram, Sterling Shepard, Saquon Barkley, Wayne Gallman, against the number one pass defense, the number one yard defense, the number one scoring defense, the third best rush defense in the NFL, the Patriots, they're allowing only 6.8 points a game. Yet to allow a passing touchdown,
Don't
only
you do
two
this.
Touchdowns all year.
Don't do this.
Flip it around, the Giants have the worst defense, 30th overall, 28th against the pass, 23rd against the run, 24th in scoring. New England best in turnover differential. The Giants worst. -5 for the Giants. +7. And then, of course, Bill Belichick against rookie quarterbacks is absolutely insane. 13-0 at home with the average score being 32-10. That's 22 points, 5 over the spread. 24 games against rookie quarterbacks. 9-4 against the spread, 69%. 8-1 against the spread in their last 9 games when they're favored by two touchdowns or more. They covered last week against the Reds.
Zach, do not go with your brain here. Your brain is telling you these stats. Go with your heart.
He's got to go with something pretty quick.
Tom Brady. Okay. No, listen. Tom Brady is old. He's not going to do his little tactician like he did to the Steelers week 1. It's Giants +17. Do it.
Okay, guys. I'm going to have to tell you right now. No, it's fine. Are you ready to have your minds blown?
Yeah.
Okay, for better or worse.
Lines or minds?
Minds.
Oh.
Ooh.
Very funny. Okay.
Minds would have been good.
It would have been good.
All right, so for those listening, the kickoff happened in the middle of Scotty's argument. I had to make my bet before Shelby even gave his argument.
So you're giving it to Shelby?
No, I'm not giving it to anybody. This is going to be a draw. This is going to be a tie. No, listen.
That's
listen.
Bullshit.
So what I placed a bet before you started talking.
Who cares?
But listen. What is one thing you guys know about me when it comes to betting?
I don't know.
Well, yes.
Experienced.
Yes.
Loser.
Dwayne Haskins betting.
What's the thing that I go
L.
All right. So what's the thing I always go with?
$40 parlay on the Titans on the road Thursday night football.
What do you always go what
line? Money lines.
So you put the Giants money line.
Giants money line.
Well, because that's the only value you have for one unit.
I bet the Giants money line, and it's already in trouble, but...
Now I want the Patriots to win by triple digits.
Why?
Actually,
you did a cop-out.
Yeah, that's such a cop-out. There's no winner. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we just spilled our hearts out, hurrying it up.
I didn't even spill my heart
out. I know, but you gave an argument, though.
You
put some thought to it. You gave a gambler's explanation. You had a good argument. Everyone says this. You do the opposite. You fade the public. I gave the stats backing up the public. One of us could have won that.
This did not go the way I thought it would go.
Instead, you had to give it away to the viewers that they didn't know when we were recording.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, oh, the kickoff just happened, by the way, guys. So this is actually, everything about this is just bullshit.
By the way, the Patriots are 8 yards away from the red zone within the first minute and a half.
No, well, you guys kind of ruined that.
We ruined it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
because
we ruined
it. Could have been a magical moment of like, oh, Zach he's the money line guy, right? Lock of the week of the century.
Yeah, but that's a stupid money line. They know the Giants aren't going to win. The
Giants are not winning, Zach. I'm sorry.
I guess
maybe
we'll
if the Giants got the ball first, I would have been like,
but
okay,
wasn't,
money
isn't
line.
That wouldn't that isn't that kind of a funny and theatrical thing? Like both you guys argue,
no, because
covering
we,
not covering,
we just debated,
and
like,
then Zach. And then Zach's like, yeah, that's cool, but hey, money line. Isn't that such a Zach thing to do? Isn't that hilarious?
Weird thing to, like,
isn't that
to
funny?
Create your own narrative of yourself.
Isn't
on
that
God,
funny?
Weird flex.
Not funny? Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's fair.
No, okay.
I
you know what? I'll root
be,
for it. I will root for
funny.
It for you.
I thought it would be funny.
I'm just
I
saying.
I have too much on the Patriots.
I don't expect you to root for me. I just
but
expect
whole,
you to respect the
But the
risk.
Whole point of the thing was like, the whole point of the thing was for you to throw money as a result
right,
of the debate.
Of our,
and
right,
that's
of
what,
our
what made
that's
it
what
fun.
We're, that's what we're mad at, is that we basically just did this for nothing because since you made that narrative about yourself.
Like, oh. That's like
he
you
lost,
saying like,
you lost seven
no, actually,
of
that's
your
exactly
life.
What,
I'm sorry.
What you're saying. It's like, oh, great argument, but I'm actually not doing either one of them. Because I already placed
actually,
the bet. Guess what it is?
Yeah, all this you just said doesn't matter because I already have my bet in.
Like,
that's pretty funny.
Hope you guys
to
had
me,
fun.
This is the first time we've actually like had a great debate where we didn't debate what we were going to debate.
There's
just,
no winner because the debate
came,
doesn't matter.
I just came up with this and I'm like, this would be perfect. And then it doesn't even matter.
To you.
Oh.
Ooh. Money line's looking a little bit better now.
Under.
All
right, you want to pause this and...
For both of them.
Doghouse of the week. Scotty, who's in your doghouse besides Zach's dogs?
It was going to be Zach. No, actually, my live bet is Zach because of what he does coming up in the segments.
God.
Yeah.
Get over yourself.
No, that sucks, man. That's terrible.
He's drinking Miller Lite, but he should be drinking Busch Light because he was Busch League in our
such Busch
debate.
League. I've never met another Busch Leaguer. Busch Leaguer-er.
Yeah.
But no, in my doghouse is Keenan Allen. Broncos fan.
I saw this update on my phone an hour ago. I knew Scotty wasn't prepared for the podcast, so I knew this was going to be his doghouse of the week.
That makes no sense. But anyway, So Shelby's mouthing to the dogs here. This is great radio. Keenan Allen said that Chris Harris Jr. couldn't hold his jock strap. You mean the All-Pro Super Bowl winning cornerback Chris Harris Jr., who held him to 4 receptions for 18 yards. Phillip Rivers threw for 211 yards, and of those 211 yards, 108 yards went to the running backs.
Eckler, PPR god.
At the end of the half, Eckler god, yeah, whatever. At the end of both halves, he just catches out of the backfield as a Phillip Rivers dump off, PR dump off, and no touchdowns. Phillip Rivers, 2 interceptions. Chris Harris Jr. locked down always. Keenan Allen, no business calling out Chris Harris Jr. I want clout and results from Chris Harris Jr. I need a response.
I turned this around. I said I had the initial reaction you did, like, dude, you did nothing against the Broncos. Like, this week. You did nothing. So I was like, well, then maybe what he's actually saying is
maybe
that
it's a knock to Phillip Rivers.
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought that too today. Yeah, you're right.
It's like, it's okay, he is knocking Harris, obviously, but that's more like saying, I was open the whole game.
Yeah.
Not my fault I didn't have any numbers.
Yeah,
that is kind of you locking me down, it was my own quarterback.
Well, gosh darn it, Keenan, I just, you know, I didn't see that rootness tootness route you ran this past weekend.
Well, what in tarnation, Keenan, do you want me to do? My wife and I are planning our 10th kid, and the nursery room's already full as it is. I don't have time to throw a 3rd-and-8 out route. I gotta dump it down and get to planning.
Oh, that's good. Who's in your doghouse?
Playoff Clayton Kershaw is in my doghouse. He coughed up home runs to Anthony Rendon and Juan Soto last night. The Nationals come back. They went an extra 7-3. His career ERA, Clayton Kershaw, 2.44. Playoff ERA, 4.43. Almost up 2 runs. The Dodgers, I don't know how they sleep at night. They lost in the NLDS.
Still would
this
year. Rather be a Dodgers fan than a Reds fan.
Can't complain. But the last 2 years they lost the World Series, and the final game was in their building. Tough. And then before that, lost to Chicago in the NLCS, lost in the NLDS before that to the Mets. They have won 90 plus games in now 5 straight seasons, no championships. He is, Scotty, you're going to hate this, he's the pitcher equivalent to Peyton Manning. Great in the regular season.
Wow.
And so facto in the playoffs.
Oh, has Clayton Kershaw won 2 ships?
No.
Oh, case closed.
Well, it's not case closed.
I mean, it is.
Because Clayton Kershaw can only pitch every 5 days,
but
Peyton Manning plays every
game. That's a good doghouse because he also just ruined
And Kershaw's career is not over.
He ruined our World Series pick.
Hey, maybe Peyton Manning's career isn't over. He might come back.
Zach, good radio walking
well,
around the mic.
Well, it took Peyton Manning about 10 years to win his first Super Bowl, so. And Kershaw's hasn't been in the majors for 10 years, so.
Right.
So it's still time, but yeah. Peyton, regular season guy, playoffs, choke artist. Okay, now we get into our fun. Yeah. So it's time. Did they call a flag on
that?
They
should have. It should be PI on Golden Tate.
Hey, you know what? Let him play. Nathan, let him play.
Yes, sir.
Let him play. Who told you to talk? Okay. Now it's time for Zach's Lock of the Week of the Century, which is 3-2 right now. He missed Giants' money line last week against the Vikings.
And he placed
it. And now
it.
He bet the Giants' money line against the Patriots. So explain that one. Besides that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
He practiced that one in the mirror, and you know it.
Zach.
At least I fit in a mirror.
Zach,
okay.
Zach previewed what? He previewed Baltimore plus 11 on the last podcast on Monday. So, or on Tuesday. So.
Cincinnati plus 11.
That, I'm sorry, right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Cincinnati plus 11 and a half. He said that. Get ready. That might be my lock of the week.
Yeah.
No,
so
not my lock of the week.
Oh.
I wasn't thinking about it until Nathan brought it up. I felt like it wouldn't be very fair. I know you guys are going to touch on it heavily in Boardwalk, so staying away from it.
I thought Nathan wanted you to do that, so he didn't feel obligated to make it his lock.
Nah. Zach is 3-2. Boardwalk's coming up next. BT
yeah.
Dubs.
Oh,
mine's going to be
best segment alert.
All right, mine's going to be Cowboys -7
Ooh.
Against the Jets. They're only -7.
And
I know they just lost.
It's -7.5.
To
what is it right now?
It's -7.5.
I was just
not on ESPN.
Okay, yeah, I don't. Yeah,
because they keep the line what it opened at.
You're right.
They don't change it.
It is -7.
Okay, so minus 7.
I'm going to go on a limb and say just, 7.
It just changed.
Yeah, it's been fluctuating.
Yeah.
But I like that because that's saying that if this game was in Dallas, the Cowboys would be 13-point favorites. Because it's the Jets, it's 7 points because you give 3 points for home field advantage.
Sam Darnold, you know, is coming
back.
That's
what I don't. That's what worries me.
But 7 points.
He can't. I feel like he's got to shake off some rust, right? He wasn't even that good in the game he played in.
No, this is the perfect. This is the perfect game because you know why? Because the first two games, this is the perfect game because the first three games, Dallas played the like schmucks and they 3-0. Everyone overreacted. Then they played some real teams. And they lost and everyone's like, oh my god, like Dallas sucks again. They suck. They're trash. Now they're giving
up. Back to the schmucks.
Now they're giving another layup.
Right.
So it's like perfect game for everyone to overreact on the Cowboys all next week.
This is gonna make Undisputed the day after absolute gold.
Yeah, it's gonna be, and you know it could be you're worried about it because the Cowboys, I think they play a really good team next week.
Who?
I'm not sure. I know this was a trap game. It was sandwiched in between two good opponents, and that's what worried me. So
next week the Cowboys play the Eagles.
Yeah.
At home. On Sunday Night Football.
Okay. So it could be like an overlook. But I would say that I would lean that way if the Cowboys would have beat the Packers. Then they would definitely be looking ahead to the Eagles. Now it's like we don't want to play the Eagles at home 3-3.
Yeah.
We gotta get back to
that's a trap game. It's not even a trap if you're 3-3. Because the Eagles lose this week, they have the same record. It's for first place in that scenario.
Can't have a hiccup this week. Zach, I like that pick.
Yeah.
You are 3-2.
I had to make up some ground.
I lost two of your last three.
Yeah, it's weird for his lock of the week of the century to not be like, oh, I'm taking the Bengals money line this week. Zach, why'd you pick a smart one?
All right. I don't know. I needed to make up some ground. 3-2 didn't feel good. I wanted a healthy 4-2 so I could
pick up the pieces. That's what's going to suck is that water finds its level. You might lose 3 in a row, and then you'll win 3 out of 4, and then you're at the end. I'd probably bet that you're gonna end up around 500, maybe a game above or below, because that's just how betting is. You're either at 57% or you're at 48, and you're a game under.
I'll give anything if Zach finishes under 500.
Yeah,
for his lock of the week of the century.
Are we ready for Boardwalk?
Oh, we're ready. All right, Shelby, sing the song.
It's Scotty and Shelby, and we're taking a stroll. In comes Nathan, and we're ready to roll. It's the Boardwalk. Where we're talking spreads. It's the Boardwalk. What's the betting trends?
Ooh.
It's the Boardwalk. Can't have it any other way. It's the Boardwalk. We're losing at parlays.
Yeah.
It's the Boardwalk.
Tease me, baby.
Yeah. Boardwalk time, and guys, we're getting to our picks. We have 4 games set. Plus a bonus, plus a lock, my favorite segment of the week, our records.
I'm going to win so much money. Boys, we all are.
So last week, we went through our picks. This is the first time we've actually had a full slate where we all picked the same games. Before that, we just had locks. So running through the records, I'm 5-3. Running through the records, I'm 5-3.
Okay.
Went 4-1 last week. Still got killed. I don't know what happened.
You parlayed them all.
I'm 5-3. Nathan's 4-4. Scotty's 2-6.
So remember in the Joker where he calls him Murray?
Murray.
So we always have to say parlay like that.
Parlay.
Oh, what's your parlay? What's your
parlay? I like that.
All right.
Okay.
Fucking crazy, isn't it?
Nathan 3-0. 3-0 at his lock of the weeks. Scotty and I are both 1-2.
Yikes.
Scotty, I'm killing the loss.
Scotty, you're 2-6. You need to bounce back.
And I still won last week.
For all those listeners out there, just take that under advisement that I'm undefeated in my locks of the week. So we're going to keep that trend up this week as well.
Yeah, Nathan had New Orleans minus 3.5 last week against Tampa Bay. Promises made, promises delivered, checks cashed.
Guys, I'm telling you, I'm going to bounce back.
Well, then
this is just a temporary thing.
Tell me how you're going to bounce back with Seattle at Cleveland. Seattle, 2-point favorites in Cleveland.
So Russell Wilson, a prodigy, MVP. I loved Seattle -2. It's in Cleveland, though. Mm. This is the perfect game for Cleveland to play them close.
Yeah.
You know, it
That's
really...
That's why the line's
I too. Love the under. I love the under 46-2. It's just... Cleveland's going to play it close. It's going to be like a 20-17 game. Give me Cleveland +2. I still think Seattle could come away with it at the last second in a field goal. Like maybe they're down, you know, and they win by 2. I'll take a push as the win, but give me Cleveland plus two.
Nathan, yeah, big Browns fan.
I'm all over that. Cleveland plus two as well. To me, this is a classic overreaction game. Seattle's coming in after having knocked off the NFC Championship.
They also have an
Rams.
extra couple days to prepare.
So Seattle comes
Browns
in.
Browns have one less day.
Exactly.
Monday night.
Seattle comes in having knocked off the NFC Champ
coming
Rams.
From the West Coast. Yikes.
The Browns come in after being embarrassed on television. So it's an it's an overreaction game to me that, you know, you would think that the Seahawks beating the Rams, they should clearly win this. I don't think so. This is going to be a big bounce back game for Cleveland, in my opinion.
I don't love the under anymore.
I don't love the under. You know, Seattle's secondary is nothing compared to what it was with the Legion of Boom. I do think this is going to be a breakout game for OBJ and Baker Mayfield, but I still think it's close because Seattle is a good team. You can't sleep on them. That's why the line is this close, but I like Cleveland.
As a Browns fan, I know you're biased. I don't see it ever happening for a breakout game. I think it's just steady volume.
I actually think it is a breakout game for OBJ. It's a superstar type deal where you have two straight games and only two catches. You get force-fed the ball because you're a superstar.
Yep.
And burn that, right?
Yep.
I think... To the point of forcing it too much, maybe, if Freddie Kitchens overthinks it, Beckham comes to him and says, throw me the GD ball. He might do that 10 or 11 times. But in terms of this game, Seattle overrated. Don't look at my picks. Seattle overrated. You know, they beat the Bengals by a point. This is a classic overreaction. What's the spread of this game? I think it's a pick'em if Greg Zuerlein's kick is 12 inches to the left.
Yep, absolutely.
12 inches to the left, this game's a pick'em. The line's telling you that the Seahawks would be 8-point favorites at home since they're only 2-point favorites.
No way.
No
way.
No chance there. The Browns are so hard to read. The Seahawks are hard to read, too. I mentioned the Bengals game. They obviously beat the Cardinals. But the Browns, I stay away from them. Because you have a team that varies so bad. They miss the spread by 30-something points against the Titans. They come back and kill the spread against the Ravens later. Kill the spread against the Jets. Lowered, got killed in the spread by the 49ers. I can't get a read on this team. When they do lose, they tend to bounce back every time this year. Titans,
yeah.
They beat the Jets. They flip-flop.
Exactly.
Everything points to 3-3.
That was my next
Everything
point.
Everything points to 3-3. The Seahawks are losing. Expect Russell Wilson to throw it out. I think Baker Mayfield has a good time against that Seattle secondary that isn't as good. Give me the over 46. Not going to touch the line. Too close to call for me. Over 46,
that's
Seattle
fair.
Browns.
That's fair. That's fair.
Oh,
I like
so
that.
You're not pick. You're not touching
yeah.
the line.
He's not.
So that
he's
doesn't
not
go across your record.
Yes, it does. You can take. Yeah. You can bet a spread or a total. You don't have to bet a spread. Another pick for the Patriots. Run it back. Run it back. Run it back. Run it back. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go to our next game. Okay, Houston, plus +4 at Kansas City. Guys, I don't know what to think here. So because before this season, I said, Scotty and I both said, give me the Chiefs as a single-digit favorite any week, and I'm going to bet my entire bankroll on it until they didn't cover against the Lions as single-digit favorites, and then they didn't cover against the Ravens, backdoor cover by Lamar Jackson throwing Hail Marys across the field. And then, of course, last week, 11-point favorites. They're the first double-digit favorite to lose outright this season. Can't get a read on them. I have no clue, but I like them. I like them. -4 Chiefs. Bounce back week. Go against momentum. Everyone's riding Houston against Atlanta. Everyone's down the Chiefs. Hopefully Tyreek Hill plays.
Yeah, I'm all over that as well. I love the Chiefs. And you're saying that it's -4 right now. I had it listed at -4.5. One way or another, it doesn't matter for me.
Whatever it says on this show, it is.
Okay, so we're saying -4 for this game.
-4.
Regardless, 4.5, I don't care. I
love
the Chiefs.
Well, I'm just saying,
game.
If you had a 4.5, they won by 4, you don't win. You push.
Yeah, that's fine. And I love the Chiefs in this game. We just can't overreact to what's happened to them. You're spot on with your analysis of them, that they're tough to read. They're just not covering spreads the way you would expect them to. But I'm not that high on Houston that I think that they won't cover a 4-point spread.
Yeah, we're just a couple of weeks away from Houston losing 16-10 to Carolina.
Yep.
Deshaun Watson looking awful, and the Panthers turning it over, and the Texans can't capitalize. Just 1 week, these teams just bounce and bounce. So I'm going against the momentum, Houston going on the road.
I talked about this with the last game, too, that was an overreaction game, and you're talking about the same thing here with Houston and Kansas City. This is another overreaction game after last week's performances that you got to be careful about. Scotty, your take?
Scotty, what's your pick?
I'm going to go against the grain. I love the Chiefs single digits so much. and that I want to bet them 4.5, but I'm actually going to take the over 55.5 here. Because it's Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. I really like that over. The 2017 draft picks just dueling it out. It reminds me of, like, a game against the last time Deshaun Watson, I think, played the Chiefs on, like, a Sunday night football against the Alex Smith Chiefs his rookie year, where he went off.
Okay.
And I think he still lost that game, maybe, but I think it's the game is reminiscent to that. I'm taking the Chiefs
over. Here's where I'm at on this. I love the over there, but I didn't want to pick that. I liked Kansas City -4, but I like it because last week the Chiefs total was in the 50s, but you had a Colts team that would do anything to win, run the ball, shorten the game. The under was the play. I gave Zach that pick, the under. This time the pick's in the 50s with two teams that struggle to run the ball for the most part. Yeah. So,
and,
I don't see any. I see if the Texans think they can go to Kansas City and win, they're going to do it through the air with Deshaun Watson.
It's kind of hard for me not to bet a single-digit spread for the Chiefs. I mean, come on. It's the Chiefs. Like, everyone underestimates the Chiefs. I didn't like Chiefs -11 last week. I just did not.
You bet it, though.
I did bet it.
Yeah.
Had to,
because it's at home prime time. What, you know, it is what it is. But, like, because it was double digits, now I realize that's why I probably should have taken the Colts plus double digits as a...
Well, hindsight's 20/20 for every game.
Yeah.
But
no,
I could have won $800
no, I knew that.
If the Chiefs just won outright.
Oh, I could have won...
Outright, $850.
I could have won similar money if the Jaguars just won last week.
Yeah. But just me going into Sunday night, I was the happiest guy in the world, thinking there's no way the Chiefs win. I got through the Chargers, Broncos, the under
hit. The Colts win.
Yeah. I got through the Sunday afternoon games. I'm like, no way. Or like the Chargers, Broncos under hit, Broncos plus, easy. They won outright. Packers won outright. I had them +3. It's like all I needed, the Chiefs -1, and I'm golden. There's no way they lose. I was the happiest guy in the world. And then Patrick Mahomes didn't look like himself in a defense that was missing key members of its secondary. But this might be a game where you don't bet it until Sunday morning because you want to see injuries. Is Tyreek Hill going to play? If not, you have Byron Pringle. And then DeMarcus Robinson, because I don't think Sammy Watkins didn't practice. He's not going to play. Relatively healthy, I think, Houston. Will Fuller's coming off a big game. I just like going against the momentum here.
Yeah.
Touchdown Patriots. 3 points away from that spread with 2.5 quarters left. Okay.
Oh, now, you know the other team scored too, right?
17 or 17 and a half?
It's 17.
Okay, gotcha.
The Giants scored?
No, but the other teams score in games, not just one.
No, I'm saying they're still 3 points away from the spread.
They're going to get shut out.
Next game, San Francisco, everyone's darling after Monday night. They're going to L.A., to the Coliseum. They are +3 against the Rams. +3 against the Rams, over under 50.5. So at a neutral field, this game would be a pick 'em. Rams get home field advantage. They are -3. Nathan, you start.
I'm all aboard the San Francisco hype train right now. I'm all over them for this game. I don't think the Rams have looked too strong this year. Jared Goff looks more like Jeff Fisher Jared Goff to me right now than he does what we saw last year under Ryan McVay.
Sean
McVay.
Ryan McVay.
That's a coworker.
That's
of mine.
Disservice.
The title of this podcast, we're going to Google search a random guy named Ryan McVay. He's going to be the picture.
The Rams just look shaky to me, especially in their secondary. I mean, they just got torched by Jameis Winston. Not that, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo throws the ball down the field quite like Jameis Winston, but I'm all over the 49ers in this game.
Scott,
Yeah, I liked him too, but you know, now it's just like going against the grain a little bit. Now you said the league's darling, and now I'm like, ew.
Exactly.
I like the under 50.5.
Under 50.5.
Yeah.
Any reason why?
I like it just because I don't think Gurley's right. I think the Rams defense and Aaron Donald will stop Breida and the running attack for the Niners better than the Browns did. I just give me the under. I think it'll be a low scoring-ish kind of game.
I think everyone's on the 49ers. They had 2 weeks to prepare for Cleveland, and now they lost Kyle Juszczyk, their Swiss Army knife on offense, the fullback, and they also lost Mike McGlinchey, first-round offensive lineman out of Notre Dame. I'd like the Rams here, -3. Bounce-back week. They are, what's like we mentioned with Seattle, what's the line for this game if Greg Zuerlein's kick is 12 inches to the left? Overall, I liked the way the Rams offense played, or the Rams played in general at the 12th man on a short week Thursday night. You look at that field goal. You look at, you know, that drop pass that led to an interception. Tyler Lockett, miracle catch in the back of the end zone. A lot of things flipped that way. In the end of the day, it's a loss. It's a cover by the Rams because they were +1.5. But I like the Rams against the San Francisco 49ers. I think you kind of go against the momentum. Everyone's darling, and now those injuries factored into the Rams kind of bouncing back. And even Todd Gurley looks good against Seattle. As much as people have talked about him, I think he gets a lot of workload here. That's why I like kind of like Scotty's pick of the under, because I think the Rams want to keep the ball out of Jimmy G's hands. Actually,
I think Jimmy G turns it over quite a bit.
I was going to say, actually, get the ball in Jimmy G's hands, meaning stop the run. And I think not having Juszczyk and McGlinchey helps the Rams.
I don't trust Jimmy G to win the game anymore without Rich Scangarello on the sidelines. That's just... Sorry.
Jimmy G 4-0, but like, where's the game where he's like led the game winning drive or
this year?
And to me, I think that's going to be this game. I like that in this game against the Rams to put himself on the map as a legit
QB. Well, you're just saying that because you can't go back now.
Well, no, it's part of my pick. It's part of my pick. I think that game comes this week.
Okay. All right. Okay, fair enough. All right, but Nathan. I just literally, you look at it, he was awful against Tampa Bay to throw a pick six. He didn't have to do anything to beat the Bengals. And then he beat the Steelers, and he played awful against the Steelers. The whole 49ers played awful. And then Monday night, against the Browns, didn't have to do much because they ran the ball so well.
Yeah.
All right, final game. It's a Sunday night game.
Tough one.
Pittsburgh +7 at Chargers -7. Guys, both of the over-unders at 41. Both of these teams injured. Obviously, the Steelers are on their third-string quarterback. Big Ben, Mason Rudolph out. And then with the Chargers, they just put their center Pouncey on season-ending IR, and then along with a bunch of slew of injuries in the secondary that we're so accustomed to seeing with the Chargers.
Yeah.
So who do you like in this game? We will start with Scotty.
I really like Pittsburgh +7, but don't write it down. That's not my pick. It's the over 41. Mm. That's my 4-0 pick. It's going to be 4-0. I think Pittsburgh... You know, they're always like, they don't have a quarterback, whatever, but Pittsburgh always finds a way to, like, stay in it, especially against Baltimore.
That's why you would like +7.
Exactly. So I did like that, but I think that, you know, it's only so low as to 41 because they think Pittsburgh's not going to score at all, because that's why they think the Chargers are a -7. So I think it coincides. I think the over 41 hits. I think it's, you know, even if the Chargers win 28-14, or it's the other way around, that hits. So I really like the over 41 there. 28-14 victory either way.
You know, this is a game with the myriad of injuries we're seeing on both sides right now. This is just the kind of game that I absolutely wouldn't touch. This is my 10-foot pole of the week pick right here. I wouldn't typically touch this game, but since this was on the docket for us, I took a hard look, and to me, that's too big a spread for the Patriots again, or excuse me, Pittsburgh Steelers. I trust the Steelers to cover that for sure. So give me Steelers +7 on this in what I would consider to be an ugly game, full of injuries. It's not going to have anyone you know in it.
I don't like Pittsburgh +7.
I don't like it. Yeah,
Pittsburgh +7. People you don't know
on both sides.
That screams under for me.
I like the over still.
You look at the Chargers defense. They're facing a third string quarterback. So you obviously like the Chargers defense more than you like the Steelers.
Well, Mason
offense.
Rudolph is practicing. He might play.
It's trending the other way. But even if Mason Rudolph were to play, I don't think he's looked impressive. He's dumping the ball.
Yeah,
he's
so you like the under. Both of y'all like the under.
No, he likes Pittsburgh +7.
I like the under.
Yes,
I like the under too, because you look at the Steelers defense. They added Minkah Fitzpatrick. And what did the Steelers defense just do? 3 picks off Lamar Jackson. He had a 54.9 QBR.
They also scored 20-something points.
Mostly because of bad turnovers by the Steelers, like a Jalen Samuels halfback pass in their own territory that was intercepted.
Exactly.
So I like the under here in a slugfest, a brutal game on both sides. The Chargers offense looked bad against the Broncos. I think the Steelers defense is very criminally underrated. You see what they did to the 49ers. They obviously shut down the Bengals. They weren't competitive against Seattle and New England, two good quarterbacks, but now you're facing Phillip Rivers, an offensive line that just lost their centerpiece. The nucleus of that offensive line is Pouncey. He's out. I like the under 41. Now, guys, our bonus picks. Have your pick of the board. Pick of the board. What do you like?
This is tough. I like 2.
Well, you got to pick one.
Oh, no.
Make one your lock, then.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll start. My bonus pick is an interesting one. It's the Saints-Jags over 43.5. Is what I had it at. I don't know what it currently is.
That's a good one.
Bottom. I love the over in that game. I'm all over Minshew Mania. I think he's going to have a big week against New Orleans this week. But at the same time, Teddy Bridgewater looks like the real deal. He looks like a very legit QB.
He
could be starting for someone, in my opinion, still. Absolutely. I'm not quite sure that...
Teddy Bridge system?
I'm just not quite sure that Taysom Hill is truly the heir apparent down there in New Orleans. I think Teddy Bridgewater also is. He has a legit claim to that title as well.
Does Taysom Hill, did he die?
No.
Oh, he's still alive.
Yeah. So I understand. We're getting off topic, though. I'll just go back to my bonus pick. Interesting one I'm following closely to not get in too deep is the over for Saints-Jags 43.5. Love it.
So the other one I liked was the Saints money line. Do with that what you will, but I'm taking the Panthers -2.5.
I have that as well.
Against the Bucks.
I have that as well.
Yeah. I think the Bucks are turning. I think the Bucks are turning a trend here where they're getting better. I think they're a year away with Arians. You know, culture. Rome wasn't built in a day. I don't think, you know, if this were next year, I think the Bucks are a lot better. Jameis Winston was so damaged. It's like like when you date a girl for a long, long time and you're just so damaged. As soon as you get to the next one, you have commitment issues and you're like, babe, I don't know because like the other girl hurt me so much. Wait, it's the other way. Girls say that to guys, don't they?
Yeah, you're dating a guy, and it's like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Yeah.
It's
like when your ex just messes you up so bad.
Right, and like the
that's
and
what
the, and
Jameis
then your,
Winston's
and then your
going
next
through.
Partner wants
it's
you
so
to
good.
Meet their parents,
yeah.
Like in 2 days, and I'm like, Kathy and Joe seem great,
yeah.
in principle, but I'm just not there.
Jameis Winston is dating a really good girl now, in Bruce Arians. Who's going to take him places.
But
and it's probably
yet.
A match, but not yet.
Not yet.
He's got to warm up.
I like the
Give
Panthers.
Me the Panthers -2.5.
I like the Panthers -2.5 as well. This is at a neutral game, so if this was in Carolina, they're -5.5. Just similar to their line week two when the Buccaneers beat them outright, it was -6. So what they're saying is the difference between a battered Cam Newton, a battered Cam Newton is worse than Kyle Allen playing, even though I don't think Kyle Allen's been great, but the way Christian McCaffrey's been running the ball. But the Buccaneers' defense, great against the run, but this is just a classic letdown game. Crazy things happen in London. We saw that last week with my lock going south, the Raiders winning outright. Give me the Panthers, a hot team against a Buccaneers team that can't stop the pass. And the Panthers were, you know, a yard or two away, Christian McCaffrey, from winning that game on Thursday night.
Yeah.
All right, lock of the week. Scotty wants to start. Nathan is 3-0. Scotty and I are both 1-2, but Scotty, we're both gonna get to 2-2.
Oh yeah.
Nathan's gonna lose, and we're just gonna be a game back.
Yeah, dude. By the time the year ends, Nathan will be
dead,
lost in the dust.
I'll kill him.
So my lock of the week, I liked Dallas -7.5. Zach took it. That's boring. I'm taking Saints money line. That's my lock. I brought it up in the side bet. I'm taking them the Saints just straight up because it's a pick 'em. Give me the Saints to win outright.
Are they +1 right now?
Are they plus one?
Because if they're a plus, if you're gonna money, that's why this show really doesn't work with money lines. Because if you're money lining a favorite, you're just, you know, you're a coward. But if you money line an underdog, you're just stupid because you're not winning anything extra.
Right.
Brady just fumbled. Picked up by the Giants. They're running it back.
It's a touchdown for the... No, it's not.
That's in! Giants!
Money line! Hey, Saints are +1.
You have Saints +1.
Yep, that's it.
So you can push. That just gives you the opportunity to
cool,
push.
Great.
Yeah, cool. All right, Nathan, your lock. 3-0. All right,
my lock, three of the week.
This is where
pressure.
You cough it up.
Oh, man.
This is where you make a stupid decision. Scotty Knight's reaction will tell you if it's stupid or not.
All right, here we go. I wrote it down, but I've actually kind of edited it since what you were saying.
I wrote
down Eagles money line versus the Vikings, but I'll take Eagles +3 versus the Vikings. Love that Minneapolis. I just don't think Kirk Cousins. I know there's a lot of hate on him. I'm going to continue the trend. I don't think he's going to take advantage of the Eagles' banged up secondary, which to me right now is the real only weakness I'm seeing from an Eagles team that's come on.
Eagles
a lot
plus
stronger.
+3 is even money right now.
Even money.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. 50 to win 50.
The only line right now, besides Dolphins +3 and the Atlanta Falcons -2.5, that's even money. and the Chargers minus 10. Okay, there's a lot of even money.
Yeah. To me, the Philadelphia's win at Lambeau Field against Aaron Rodgers is much harder than beating Kirk Cousins in Minneapolis. And the Eagles have the number one ranked rush defense, and playing against Dalvin Cook makes that a very intriguing matchup. But, you know, I think they shut him down or at least hold him under control a little bit. And, you know, for Minnesota, they got nothing else going on offense. So I really like the Eagles plus 3 against the Vikings this week. That is my lock of the week. I'll be back next week when I'm 4-0.
Oh, Nathan, you've loved this team, but I'm betting against them for my lock. It's Green Bay minus 4 Monday night in Lambeau against the Detroit Lions.
That's good. That's a good one. I kind of like Lions off a bye, though.
I like the Packers riding high. Riding high, now they return home. It's a sleep-in-your-own-bed game. You get Aaron Rodgers. I think the Lions have been fortunate. They had a bad quarter against the Cardinals and blew a big lead. They should have won.
Should have beat the Chiefs.
Should have beat the Chiefs, but they've gotten the Chiefs and the Eagles. And who else did the Lions beat? Who did the Lions beat?
The Lions.
The Chargers. They beat the Chargers. They beat the Chargers and the Eagles, two injury-riddled teams. I think they come back down to earth in Lambeau, Aaron Rodgers, the whole Matt LaFleur thing. I don't like him. He's too handsome of a guy not to pass 50 times. Yep. That's just a fact.
But Shelby has beef against Matt LaFleur's wife.
It's reasonable. I have beef against Matt LaFleur in general.
He doesn't want to put it on the podcast.
No, I don't
but
want
it's true.
It is true.
It's true.
Green Bay minus 4 lock. Put it in. I just gave you, 6 winners. Scotty gave you 4. Nathan gave you 2.5. I have another
4.
Lock. I have another,
oh, because it's against.
Yeah, I have another lock. Zach's dogs barking 3.5 until the end of this podcast. Thoughts?
Live bet. Money? That's easy money.
Easy money. Over. Free money right there.
Ooh,
easy
I money. Locked Atlas up in the cage, so that might hurt your chances.
I still like my chances.
Easy money.
Animal abuse. Nathan, thanks as always.
Yep, thanks, sir. Till next week when I'm 4-0.
All right.
Your shirt says Joyride. I like it.
Zach says cash, which is what he's trying to bring you. Scotty, Shelby, and Nathan, we have, $30 each, and the winner at the end of the year gets the pot?
Sure.
90 total? All right. Now, this is the swirly NFL picks. The loser has to give himself a swirly. Here's the record. Zach's going to go first. I'm second. Scotty's third. Zach is 12-8. I'm 16-4. Scotty's 14-6.
Wait, it should always go number one. Who's currently number one should go first, right? Because that's like the, you know, like a draft. You know?
Who's currently number one gets to go first? Thank you.
Who's currently last should go first if it's like a draft.
Okay, yeah, you're right, actually. No, that's right. So, Zach?
Next week we'll start ahead. That.
Yes, Zach's going to be first every week then.
All right, who are you taking, Zach?
I'm going to go...
Give an explanation as to why.
As to why. I wish I could go with
Which ones? Which picks do you want?
I'm going to go with my...
The biggest spread is not always the all-heel spread.
The lock of the week of the century.
Is James White invisible tonight?
Cowboys-Jets. I'm going with Cowboys. It was my lock of the week of the century. I feel good about this one.
Yeah, win it outright.
Yep.
Yep. Got to do it. Easy money.
Absolutely.
All right, that one's down. I'm taking go against here. Baltimore beating Cincinnati. They're an 11-point favorite at M&T Bank Stadium. The Bengals are 0-5. Number one pick on the board for me. I'm going to take the Ravens.
It's a win-win for you. If you get a win if Ravens win. If Bengals
win, here's the thing. I don't even remember what picks I made on this snake draft until Sunday at 8 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, I wonder how I did. And I'm always 3-1.
You know what sucks? Is that those are the two only easy games.
Yeah, there's so many tough games.
Yeah.
So many tough games.
I'm taking the Chargers over
the
Steelers.
That's my number 3. That was my... Okay. Yeah.
I'm taking the Chargers over the Steelers, and I'm running it back and taking the Saints over the Jags.
You took number 3 and number 5 for me. The rest of them, I'll tell you right now, they are all tough.
They're toss-ups.
And since I went for it with my lock in betting, I think I have to take it for my snake draft. I'm taking the Packers to beat the Lions.
Damn it, Shelby. Well, gotta respect it.
You did the same thing. I mean.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go with...
Two picks.
Yeah, I got 2 picks. First one's going to be Chiefs over Texans.
Wow.
It's 4.5.
Kind of like it. I mean, Chiefs probably won't lose another one with what's left on the board. Yeah.
Got to go with that one.
All of these are going to be...
Yeah.
These next 6 are all going to be they could all be wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're going to like this one, Scotty. And you know what? No, I'm going to hold off on that one.
I'm taking it now.
Teasing him. I'm going to go Niners. I'm going to go Niners over Rams.
Wow.
All right. Underdog. All right. Scotland. Oh, no, it's me.
Yeah,
sorry,
it is you.
Sorry.
I was like,
that's
oh.
That's on me. Hand yep. up.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta find that on my board here. Okay. Do I switch it around and say the Rams?
Uh-oh. Do it. Give me the three.
It's always a good bet to
Someone's
gotta
lose.
Foggy London Town. I'm taking the Panthers over the Buccaneers.
No! You.
Hey, now.
You so-and-so.
Hey.
That was really
rude. It's a win-win. We get NFL at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday.
While I'm eating my McDonald's. McDonald's mm-hmm. breakfast on a Sunday has been a Shelby Scotty tradition since...
September 13th, 2015.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say since Nam, but actually that's not appropriate. I'm taking the Broncos over the Titans.
Oh,
you took the one that I thought said, "Oh, you're gonna like this one."
Yeah, right. No shit.
Your next one?
I'm taking the Falcons over Arizona.
Okay, that was my number six. All right, leaves me battling here. I have three games left to pick, and all of them are 3-point spreads or less, which is tough. I'm not going to take Seattle-Cleveland because
really?
I just don't know.
Wow,
you
okay.
can have that.
That's
there you go.
One.
Well, then you know what my pick's going to be.
All right, well, lock in, Zach's, but now I'm taking it.
Okay, that's fair.
Are you really?
Fair. I want to just
yeah.
not. I want to do the Redskins, but Minnesota-Philly I'm not going to touch. So it's left between the Redskins and Seahawks. I'd rather bet on Russell Wilson than Colt McCoy or Case Keenum. So I'm going to take Seattle over Cleveland.
Yeah, easy. Russell Wilson, the best quarterback in the NFL, not named Mahomes.
Yeah, I'm going to
go.
He is.
I'd buy that.
I yeah. love him.
I'd buy that.
Well,
love
since
him. Favorite player in the NFL.
Since I couldn't keep my mouth shut, I'm going to have to go Eagles over Vikings.
Okay. Zach, moneyline two underdogs. That's his thing, apparently.
That's
as you'll find out.
As you'll find out.
Or they've already found out.
Probably.
Because
as you found out.
As you have found out.
As you, past tense, have found out.
Yeah. It makes perfect sense.
It does. I mean... You crop it in, you know.
All right, guys. Monday morning headlines from across the globe. Scotty hasn't done it. Zach hasn't done it. I had mine done at 3 o'clock because I care. Why do I care? Okay.
Nobody knows.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't take the Redskins because my Monday morning headline's about the Dolphins winning. All right. Tua can wait, says the Miami Sun Centennial. Dolphins postponed tank job with 20-17 win over winless Redskins in Bill Callahan's debut as head coach.
The Pittsburgh Tribune, Lockjaw.
Is that a newspaper?
It's gotta be
Lockjaw.
Pittsburgh Post Gazette.
In big letters and underneath,
Lockjaw. Why?
Chargers lock up the Steelers. And Mason. Mason-less Steelers.
What's the, what would be the...
Yikes!
What would be
the Chargers lock up the Mason-less Steelers.
There you go. What would be the Washington's... What's Washington?
Washington Post.
Hey, sorry, there we go with that one.
Wait, did you ask why Lockjaw? Because they hit him in the jaw. Yep. Mason Rudolph in the
yep.
jaw.
Oh, that's good.
I picked up on
so
that.
So you're welcome. So,
yep.
like...
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go the opposite of yours. Washington Post. Redskins have the clap back. They get their first win of the season against the Dolphins because of Jay Gruden's extracurricular activities.
I like the headline to be like, because...
We'll snake draft it back to you, Shelby.
All right.
Redskins, the Redskins Tribune.
Redskins.
The Washington Herald.
Oh, good.
That's actually a thing.
Yeah, Washington Herald.
Shoot. The Washington Post. That's also a thing.
The Washington Star Tribune.
Calla win.
Oh.
Redskins record first dub against those sea creatures.
Oh. Okay.
No, that sucked.
All right, New York Post is going to
No,
read...
that's good. Be confident in yourself, Scott.
All right. The New York Post is going to read, Mono, no. Sam Darnold struggles in return from sickness, throwing 3 picks and 24-7 loss to Dallas.
Mono and 6.
Oh. I like that more. I'm gonna hedge that and say either of those two can happen. I'm gonna give that to the New York Daily News.
All right,
the
cool,
Post is gonna have this.
All right, Zach.
It's Raiders bye week. I was gonna do something with what's his face? His suspension was held up. Perfect.
The perfect crime.
Yeah.
God.
I know Shelby has one.
Perfectly
more.
Imperfect.
I don't have one more.
Oh. I really wanted a chance to do, Shelby, you are live.
Yeah, you fucking suck.
Welcome to Jesus Christ Helpline, sir. You I love. I think that's our show.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to the Vine guy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Zach Peniori.
Yeah. Yeah.
Peoria.
Holding it down for guys named Zach.
Minor league. Okay.
He'd probably take the Dallas Cowboys -7.5. Please.
Please.
See you next week. Bye.